Wir sehen nicht mehr Savi Murray, Jakob und Sol Pinchas, wir sehen nicht mehr Daniela Scheine, was hier schon fahre. Okay, so we're holding now by, I can't say we're holding by Erev Shavuos, but it's sort of like an Erev Shavuos, because once Shabbos comes, so, you know, it's Shabbos and we can't have the shear. So, so it's interesting that, you know, we have a mitzvah of Tosefta Shabbos that normally there's a mitzvah to Mekabel Shabbos before the Zman. So that's a mitzvah essay. People in the summer months, you know, like to do Shabbos early, but like Rav Moshe Feinstein said, they're not doing it because they want to do the mitzvah of Tosefta Shabbos. They're doing it for convenience. Okay, convenience is also something, you know. But so what difference does it make? So Rav Moshe, Rav Abadi discusses this, then normally there's a halacha that that a husband is mekabel Shabbos early, then the wife should also be mekabel Shabbos early because she's nigrar after her husband. So she shouldn't, if he's mekabel Shabbos early, she should also mekabel Shabbos early as well. But Moshe Feinstein, because she has to follow his menhagim. But Moshe said that, Rabbi holds this way, that making early Shabbos that we do in America these months, the summer months, doesn't have the status of a minhag. Not everything you do has the status of a minhag. You know, you blow your nose, that's not a minhag, you know what I mean? Minhag has to have a halachic, Rav Shecht always says, Rav Soloveitchik. It's not a minhag, we do it for convenience. So the wife has to follow the husband's minhagim, but that doesn't mean that things that are not the status of a minhag that she has to follow as well. And therefore, it's a question whether that this halakha would be true, that if the husband is mekabel Shabbos earlier, that the wife also. Now, when it comes to Shavuos, the mitzvah of Tosefta Shabbos is also Tosefta Yontif also. But it's interesting that, and the Tosefta applies b'pashtus to all the Yom Tov. But that, now the question is, when you have to meet a formal Kabbalah, like some poskim, Rav Big Zatzal held that Tosefes really means that you avoid all the malacha, you avoid yom. In other words, you shouldn't be doing malacha till the buzzer, and then you know because he, like Rashi says in the beginning of Chumash that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do things, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do things till the buzzer. You know, he'll know exactly, but we can't because if we're gonna do to the buzzer, we're gonna make a mistake and go overboard. So some poskim hold that you should verbally declare you're accepting Shabbos, accepting Yom before, and some hold that no, as long as you're not doing malacha earlier than the Zman, then that's the mitzvah of the seven Shabbos. So by Shavuos, we have this idea that not to make early yontif, right? That's the minute. Not to make early yontif because we want it to be tamimos. Because if you make early, then you're chopping away from that last day. Chopping away from that last day. So so it's interesting that therefore the last day is going to be on Shabbos, and if you make early yontif, you're chopping away the last day. So the best thing is, so the minhag meant most shuls have the minhag to make yontif, you know, what we call bizman. You know, we call early and late. You know, and late is the, like someone said to me, that's the zman. You know, people do it early, but l'maisa, so we should make their Shabbos yontif bizman. Not to take away from the last day of Sphira. Not to take away the last day of Sphira. So that's the That's the minhag, but that doesn't mean that Rabbi Wolin, the one said to my friend Rabbi Hertzberg, that doesn't mean that there's not a mitzvah of Tosefis by because still you shouldn't do malacha, on the well here anyway. You're not doing malacha anyway because it's Shabbos, so there's still so this year it's not a good example because you could be boidel and malacha from the earliest man. So, but you're being boidel malacha anyway because it's Shabbos. So, but theoretically, if it would be a regular Shavuos where Erev Yontif wouldn't be on a Shabbos, you should also have the mitzvah, like Rabbi Wolin said, of not doing malacha already sometime before the Zman, so you shouldn't make a mistake. Okay, so that's the idea of, and on Pesach, we don't make early. Also, that's because the mitzvahs of Pesach are have to be at night, and you shouldn't you can't be, see Suda Shabbos theoretically you can eat Suda Shabbos a little bit early, you can be Mekabel, Tosefos and eat early, even though it says in Poskim that since it says Ichlu Hayom Ki Shabbos Hayom, it says Hayom three times, right? It says Hayom three times. So you should try to do the Suda Shabbos Be'etzem Hayom, but that's the story. And in Shavuos, now it's interesting that Shavuos, the 2 days in the year, two Yom Tovim that are called Atzeres. Atzeres. What are the two Yom Tovim that are called Atzeres? No.
Shmini
Atzeres
Atzeres
and Shuas.
and Shavuos and is Shavuos called Atzeres? Cool, sure. You say that all the time, right? Atzeres. Right? In all of Shas, it's always called Atzeres. But in Chumash, what are the days that are called Atzeres and Chumash? There's a good one. It's a good riddle.
I'm looking to our Baruch Koray, right, Meza.
I'm sure you all know it. You just it's a little early in the morning, so there are only 2 days that are called Atzeres in Chumash. That's Shmini Atzeres and Shvi'i Shel Pesach. But Shavuos is never called Atzeres in the Chumash. Is that interesting? Even though in the Mishnayos and things like that, it's called Atzeres, right? Shavuos is always called Atzeres, but never in the Chumash. The only 2 days that are called Atzeres in the Chumash are Shmini Atzeres and the seventh day of Pesach, Shvi'i Shel Pesach. But and Atzeres, Shavuos is called Atzeres. That's only Lashon Chazal. That's only in the Mishnayos and the Gemara, etc. But no, not in the Chumash. So what's the pshat? So why is Shavuos not called? If it's Shavuos is the is also called Atzeres and Chazal, how come it's not called Atzeres in the Torah? So Rabbi Yecheskel Abramsky, who was one of the Gedolei Hador, he lived in England and then he moved to Eretz Yisrael. He wrote a famous sefer called Chazon Yecheskel. Chazon Yecheskel is a sefer on the Tosefta. So he wrote a sefer on the Tosefta, and that sefer, he has an explanation the following. He says, you know what Atzeres means? Atzeres is a yontif. You go to Israel, you see the stop signs. What is it called? Atzor. Atzor. Right? That's the stop sign. Stop. Atzor. So he says, whenever there is a whenever there is a yontif, that there's no special mitzvahs for this yontif, just not to do malach, that's called an atzeres. The whole yontif is defined by the characteristic that atzor, don't do malach. Pesach, the first day of Pesach, there's so many mitzvahs. You have to eat matzah, you have to eat morah, korban Pesach. It's a lot of positive mitzvahs that we have to do. It's not just not doing melacha. So Pesach, the first day of Pesach, is not called what? It's not called an atzeres, even though we don't do melacha, because there's so many other aspects to it. Right? But let's speak about the seventh day of Pesach. The seventh day of Pesach, we don't have any of these mitzvahs left. Right? There's no Korban Pesach. Okay, matzah. The matzah is a question whether it's even a mitzvah beyond the first two nights. So there's no mitzvah anymore on the seventh day of Pesach. The seventh day of Pesach, the only thing there is atzor, not to do malach. Not to do malach. Shmini Atzeres, as far as the Torah is concerned, is there any mitzvahs? The Chutz Laaretz, we sit in Sukkah as a Sveika Dioma. But in Eretz Yisrael, Shmini Atzeres, there's no mitzvahs. There's no positive mitzvahs to do. Atzor, Atzeres. So what about Shavuos? So Shavuos, says Rabbi Chazkel Abramsky, there was a special mitzvah on Shavuos of bringing the Shtei Halechem. There was a special mitzvah. In other words, it wasn't different than, you know, the regular Korban Shachem and the Musaf and this, the Shtei Halechem. So that was a mitzvah. The mitzvah was a mitzvah to be done in the Beis HaMikdash. But there was a special mitzvah, as far as the Torah is concerned, to do on Shavuos, to bring the Shtei Halechem. So Memela, it's not called an Atzeres. Because Atzeres is when there's only an Issur Malach. When there's only an Issur Malacha, then it's called Atzeres. And Shavuos doesn't qualify, because Shavuos has a special Issur, a special mitzvah of the Shtei Halech. Oh, so how come in the Mishnayis, how come in Chazal, it's called Atzeres? So what's the answer? No, tell me the answer. The answer is because
it's only in the Beis HaMikdash.
Oh, Rav Yellen, Rav Yaakov Yellen, what do you say?
It's only in the Beis HaMikdash.
What Yellen is saying is that after the Beis HaMikdash, after the Churban, so the only mitzvah there was a mitzvah in the Beis HaMikdash, and if there's no Beis HaMikdash, so then what? So now there's nothing left in Shavuos except what? Atzeres. So therefore, only in Lashon Chazal was it called Atzeres, and not in Lashon Torah. And that's this explanation is said by Rabbi Cheskel. Abramsky, thank you. Abramsky, okay? That's a beautiful word from Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky. So that's why the concept of Atzeres became very, you know, on Shavuos, we don't have all these halachas that we have. The main thing on Shavuos, Bizman Hazeh, is we don't have Shtei Halechem. Now Shavuos is Atzeres. So then the Isser is the not to do Malacha. And we know that on Yontif, there's a halacha that on Yontif, you can do Malachas Ochel Nefesh, right? You can cook on Yontif. But Ochel Nefesh means directly Ochel Nefesh. In other words, say I want to write a recipe, and I want to write down on Yontif, you know, so I shouldn't forget the recipe. So you can't do that. That's not called Ochel Nefesh. Why? Because that's too far removed from when you cook the food, where you shech the animal direct, that's called Ochel Nefesh. If it's not direct Ochel Nefesh, then that's not Ochel Nefesh. So if somebody would write because he, for the purpose of, you know, the food, the purpose of, write it out on Yontif itself, that would be forbidden. Now, Beis Hillel in the Gemara and Mishnah and Beitzon of Yud Beis Amin Aleph says a chiddush, an unbelievable chiddush. What's the chiddush? There's a count of a mitoch. What does mitoch says that any malacha that's mutter for ochel nefesh is mutter even for non-ochel nefesh. So that means like this, that say a person, you know, wants to eat a meal by his friend. So he wants to carry the food. In other words, like people, sometimes they're invited out, so they want to bring a dessert. They want to bring, things like that. So to carry the food, that's ochel nefesh. So that's ochel nefesh. But the chiddush of Beis Hillel is that once the Torah permitted ochel nefesh v'yantif, that same malacha you could do even if it's not ochel nefesh. In other words, you can carry what? The lulav and the shofar and all these things that have nothing to do with ochel nefesh, because the concept of mitoch. Beis Shammai says there's no such thing. Mitoch is a tremendous chiddush. You know, because if the Torah says that the only difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov is Ochel Nefesh, so then why should we extend it? It's like saying, I'm allowed to drive my car for Pikuach Nefesh, right? So then we're going to say, so therefore you can drive it even not for Pikuach Nefesh? Of course not, on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So if the Torah says the Heter is Ochel Nefesh, right? So then what's the heter to do anything that's not ochel nefesh? So the various, the Shita Mechubetzis in Masechtas Ksuba says that because ochel nefesh just means like this, it doesn't mean for the tzorach ochel nefesh, it means we have 39 malachas that we have on Shabbos, and now we want to know which of those malachas transfer over to Yantif. So if it's something that has to, a malacha that has direct connection to ochel nefesh, so then then it doesn't transfer over to yantif, even if it's not for the purpose of ochel nefesh. So say, for example, carrying could have a direct connection to ochel nefesh, which you can carry food. So once you can carry food, then you can carry what? You can carry the lulav, you can carry the shofar, etc. That's the concept of mitoch. This malacha is not said, but there are a lot of variations about this. But lemaisa, because we paskin also that you can only carry, again, if you live in a community where there's an Erev, so you don't think about this so much when you use the Erev, but people really have to realize that in Yontif, If they don't use the Erev, the community, there's no Erev, you could only carry if it's Tzorach Hayom. You can't carry, that's why the Kashrut Lover said, he has a tshuva discussing how come people don't check their pockets on Yontif. They should have to check their pockets. That's a halacha. Chayev, we say that in the Bamed Madlikim, Chayev Odom L'mashpish B'gadav Erev Shabbosim Chashecha Shem Yishkach V'yetze. There's a halacha to check pockets. That's the halacha. You have to check pockets. So you shouldn't go out. Again, if you're living with a neighbor, so then, you know, you tend to forget about this halacha because it's not relevant. But the Kashrut Lover once says that technically a person really should have to check pockets on Yom Tov also. So why don't people check pockets? Because there's a halacha called Ribui Shiurim, which means that on Yom Tov, you can cook on Yom Tov, but say you only need two pieces of chicken, but you could take a box of chicken, throw it in the pot at one time, and 10 pieces will be cooked, even though you only need two. That's Ribui Shiurim. Ribui Shiurim is mutter on Yom Tov. So the Kashrut Rebbe said, you know, in those days, I still grew up with, you know, the days when people grew, you know, used to always have a handkerchief. So the Kashrut Rebbe said, everyone has a handkerchief, and that's Tzarech Hayom. So then once you have a handkerchief, then you can carry other things also. We didn't rebush your. Some say that's not true. The Rebush Urim is only when it's the a replica of the thing. You only need one piece of chicken, and Tircha Achas, you're cooking 10 pieces of chicken at one point, one pot. But if you carry something that's not the same thing as the original thing that you need, then you don't say the halacha of Rebush Urim. So that was a question. A whole machlokas,
I think once you quoted the Nidchei Yisrael from the Chofetz Chaim.
So the Chofetz Chaim held not that way. Chofetz Chaim b'shas hadchak, he held that if a person is in the army and he has to carry his gun, then he could also carry his tefillin, you know, to keep it all right. So, but not everyone agrees to that. But that was the Chofetz Chaim. I mean, Chofetz Chaim was talking about a Shas HaKach anyway. So, but that was the, yeah. And then I always like to point out that the Psak from Rav Moshe that sometimes comes in handy, especially in a 3-day Yontif, that Rav Moshe permitted shutting off the fire on the gas. I told you many times, my shita is the less fire, the better. Especially on a 3-day yontif, you know, if you can turn off the fire, you know. So Rav Moshe. So in the old, whatchamacallit, the old stove, the old gas, which had a pilot light, and wasn't electric. So Rav Moshe would say you can turn it on and off. You can turn it on because there's already a pre-existing flame there. So you're just adding to the flame, and you turn it off. Rav Moshe says, because that's not kibbutz, because it's just stopping the flow of gas to go into the fire. So that's not kibbutz. So Rav Moshe permitted, not everyone agrees with Rav Moshe, but I tell people that, like, if I, again, you know, especially whenever I can find a heter to have less fire, I especially, you know, people on Yom Tovim and 3-day Yontifs, and, you know, you hear all types of chas v'shalom tragedies that have happened with fire in the Jewish community over the years. So I'm very into Rav Moshe's tshuva. Actually, it's interesting. He writes in Igros Moshe, I have a chiddush to say, but I'm not printing. There are certain things that Rav Moshe didn't want to print, even though he held from. There's certain shitas of his that he didn't. And it didn't print. So this is one of them. And then his heter to shave, he also didn't print. From Mifel Sherkin, Shlita asked Rav Moshe, why don't you print it? He said, because he really thinks you should have a beard, but if you can't, so I really hold it, you can just shave. It's mutter, but I'm not going to make a tshuva. You know what I mean? There's certain things that he, so this heter that he said on Yom Tov to shut off the gas, he didn't want to print, even though everyone, right, Rabbi Yellen, you're from the Lower East Side, so I don't know if you knew that is a known fact in the Lower East Side that he permitted, this cool. I tell my in-laws were Lower East Side. I said, for you, for sure, you could use it. You're a Lower East Sider. Lower East Sider for sure could use this. Can use this cooler, but today you have the electric starters. So, but my wife says you can circumvent the electric, right? You know better than I how to circumvent the electric starter, and then you have a pre-existing fire, and then you can, you know, as well. But that was Moshe's cooler, and. And I once had a conversation with Rav Avadi Yosef about this cooler. He does not follow this cooler. He does not follow this cooler. But Rav Moshe wasn't the only one who had this cooler. The Mishkan Dos Yaakov's grandson has a piece, not the Mishkanos Yaakov, the Yeshuas Yaakov. Yeshuas Yaakov's grandson. I wrote a piece on it recently. I published a piece on this. There were certain things that Rav Moshe Paskin that he didn't put in Bichsav. That was, yeah. Shavuos has a minute that we have Machale Cholov, that we have. So the question that comes about is, so, but on Yontif, it's interesting, Yontif is a mitzvah simcha, so ein simcha el babasar. It's interesting that I would say the people, this Yontif, 3-day Yontif, for Shabbos, everyone's having meat, right? No one's considering having just a milk meal for Shabbos. Because even though halachically, you know, Yontif is more of an imperative for meat than Shabbos, but that became somehow the minhag that on Shabbos, even though I have a Talmud who's from Seattle, he says in the Sephardi community in Seattle, they have Shabbos lunch, they always have milk. But that's not our practice. So it's interesting. So so you have milchiks, and again, if you have cheesecake, just to be very, so cheesecake, Moshe writes, it depends how thick the crust is. If it's a very thin crust, you just make a shahakal. And if it's a thick crust, then you can make them just the mazonas if you're eating it together. You know, in other words, you take off a piece and you're eating the mazonas together with the cheese, then you just have to make a mazonas and not a shahach. Even though the cake part, the cheese part is much greater than the crust. But if it's something, a lot of times my wife and I, when we have dinner, so we before the meal, we discuss, is this enough? Not necessarily a cheesecake, but other things like schnitzel and fried fish. Is this enough to, is the crust chashev enough? Like everybody says, it should be chashev enough that we could just make a mazonos. Because the halacha is, you make a bracha on the ikar, not on the tafel, right? That's the halacha. You make a bracha on the ikar, not on the tafel. So, but sometimes it's not clear what the ikar and what's the tafel. So then we follow the rov. Whatever the, if you have two things together and you're eating them together, like you have a fruit cup. So is it more eitz or more adam? So whatever the rov is, you make the bracha on the rov. But by mazonos, not by rice, but by mazonos, even if it's not the rov, you still make a bracha just on the mazonos. Say, so for example, you have an ice cream sandwich. So there might be more ice cream than the sandwich, but since it's a chashava sandwich, you know, the top part or the bottom part is not just little crumbs. So then there's a machlokas about this, but some posts can hold that you just make a mazonos. That's the sheet I follow. Just make a mazonos on the ice cream on the ice cream sandwich. So the same thing by the cheesecake. And the cheesecake, if you're having a cheesecake, so you make if the crust is very insignificant, then you'll make a shakel. But if the crust is significant, even though it's not the roof, then the post can say you just make a mazonos, provided that you're eating the crust together with the cheese. If you're eating it separately, the cheese alone and then the crust, then that would be a different story. But when you're eating a taruvus and you're eating the two things together, so then you make a bracha on the ikar. So a lot of times we know what's ikar and tafel. Like you have peanut butter and jelly. You know, the peanut butter sandwich, you know what's the ikar. The ikar is the bread, and the ikar is the cracker, and then the topping is the tafel. But when you're eating two things together, you're having rice peas, rice and peas. I'm not a big pea poo person.
But I thought you were going to say rice and sushi, rice and fish.
Yeah, sushi is one of the difficult shines of kind of. I'm not a sushi person either. I'm from the old school. You know, my wife says you have the old palate. you know, cheese blintzes and things like that. And you know, she likes the whatchamacallit, you know, the sushi. I don't touch sushi.
I remember there was a sign, and Rabbi Raskin or Rabbi Meza might correct me if I'm wrong. I think there was a sign on the vending machine in Yeshiva that said that they asked Rav Scheinberg about the ice cream sandwiches, and you make both a shahakol and a mazonos. And there was a sign on the vending machine itself. Was it? Do you remember that story?
No. Yeah. So some hold that to do that because it's not. It was baked separately and then put together. So there is a sheet like that. But I followed the sheet that, like everybody said, that if you're eating it together, even if it wasn't baked together with the ice cream, to make only one bracha, and that's. And that, so one bracha would be one bracha on the sandwich, the ice cream sandwich, and one bracha on the because intuitively people say, oh, this that I got to make a bracha, this a bracha, that, but a lot of poskim hold no. If you're eating it together, then you make one bracha on the whole concoction. You just have to figure out which bracha to make, and so a lot of times my wife makes the whatchamacallit, the fish, you know, she makes fish, you know, and it has a coating. So if the coating is kosher of a coating, so then we decide we'll just make a mazonos on the fish. The next time you could get invited to a wedding in Marina Del Rey, you'll see they have these onion with the coating. What do you call it? The
onion rings.
Onion rings, right. Onion rings. You have the onion rings. So sometimes I try to, you know, when I said they have Adama there, you can go to the Adama, you can have some crackers and yotzi, all the things. But bigger than the Marina Del Rey onion rings, that's a real crust. So so really, you can just make a mazonos and you don't have to make a double. But I want to say like this, the kolbo, that's one of the early svarim says, at the, you know, the different reasons for why the milk, the minhag of milk. Rav Shechter likes to quote the Ramah that says that we said before the shtei halechem. So what's the idea of the shtei halechem? That you would have, so if you, in other words, if you're having milchik, so you're also having fleishik for Simchas Yontif, so you'd have to have a separate bread for the milchik, a separate bread for the fleishik, and that's the zecher to the shtei halechem. So two different breads for the milchik and the fleishik. But the kolbo preceded this, and the kolbo says that dvash v'cholov tachas l'shonich, that the idea is that the Torah has to be sweet, like milk and honey. And that's the idea that, you know, learning, you know, a lot of times, Rebbeim just make sure you have this test and that test. But the main thing is that the Talmud has to come out with a simcha from the learning. Because if he's not, then it's not going to last. You know, that's what the Gra says. Chanoch l'nar al pi darko, gam ki yaskin lo yosem yimen. That you have to give a chinuch according to this particular Talmud. Because if not, then he might learn for that second or that year or that the Rebbe is on top of him, but it's not going to last. And the idea is of Limud HaTorah should be something lasting throughout one's life. And if he doesn't have that simcha of learning, and it's not sweet and it's not enjoyable, it's not going to last. And that's what the Kolbo says, that that's the minig of having macholi cholov, because pasuk and shir hashirim vash v'cholov kachas l'shonich. And that's the success of the Rebbe is what will the Talmud do 10 years from now? What did he imbue? Avas HaTorah. Well, he took this test and that test. Okay, he did it, didn't do it. That's not the main idea. The main idea is what did he imbue Avas HaTorah into the Talmud? And it's interesting that this mitzvah, you know, if you never saw it, you have to see there's a famous Egley Tal. Egley Tal is this stuff, the Avni Nezer's famous Sefer on Shabbos, and he has a famous Hakdama. Now, let me tell you what the Hakdama says, that some people think that if you learn Torah and you're enjoying it, then it's Shelo Lishma. And he says, that's ridiculous. Just the opposite. The main point of learning is the Geshmak and the enjoyment. He says, he quotes a halacha from the past. Say a person takes a neder. He says, I'm not going to get any hana from you. So then he can't eat in his house, right? Because he can't get hana. But he can use his luluf. Because mitzvah is lav lehenosnik. You do a mitzvah, it's not for the hana, it's for the tzivar Hashem. But it says the taz, but he can't borrow. If he took a neder, he's not getting hana, he can use his luluf, but not his farm. Not his farm. Why? Because for Talmud Torah, mitzvah is lehenosnik. That the whole point of Talmud Torah is to enjoy the learning. When you enjoy the learning, then that'll last. That's why Rav Herschel Tannenbaum once said, Rav Baruch Ber once said to him, you have to learn with a geschmack and havana and slowly. So this way you'll be learning throughout your life. You'll always be enjoying it. Because if not, it's not about can I get you to you know, this test or that test, all about tests. It's all about creating a geschmack for the learning. And that's the minute of Machol Echolov, because Dvash V'Cholov Tachat L'Shonech, and the Sefer Begel Machane Ephraim, classic Hasidic Shul Sefer, says, you know, the famous Gemara Bava Metzia in the Nedarim, says the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed Shalor Baruch Hu B'Torah T'chil. So there's a lot of different opinions what that means. But he says, Shalor Baruch Hu B'Torah T'chil means, there's a question, how many brachas are there in Birkas HaTorah? Is that Shek Vishon Mosov Zivana Wasov B'Divi HaTorah V'HaRevna? So let's assume it's two brachas. It's V'HaRevna. So the first bracha is part of that bracha is V'HaRevna. This is the only mitzvah we make a bracha that the mitzvah should be sweet. V'HaRevna Hashem Elokeinu. Shelo Berachu B'Torah B'Chila means that the Torah wasn't sweet for them. So it wasn't enjoyable. So then they gave it up, you know. And then that caused the Chorban HaBayis. So that's to make Torah sweet. That's the goal of the Rebbe. It's not whether how much he did this, how much he did that. It's a lifetime imbuing that value to be something that's going to last for his life. And that's what the Taz says, and Rav Avraham Ben Ahar says. But that's what the Egle Tal writes in that Hakdama. If you have an Egle Tal, or even if you don't, you should go to the shul and say, I want to see that Egle Tal, the Hakdama to the Egle Tal, where the Sukkot Shavar says that the people who say that learning and enjoying is Shelo Lishma, they don't know what they're talking about. Because the Iker of learning is the enjoyment of the learning, which we don't say by other. I mean, we're not saying that you shouldn't enjoy other mitzvahs and other things that you do, but especially what the Taz says, that if you took a neder, I won't have hana from you. I can't eat your food, but I could shake your lulav, because that's not hana. I could hear your shofar. I could use the shofar, because that's not a violation of hana. But using your svarim would be a violation, because the svarim is the ikar of the learning of the svarim, is the Talmud Torah, is that idea of learning and having a geshmak in learning, and that's the ikar of, and that's why when we're makpid, if we stay up all night, have a Birkas HaTorah in the morning, it's a machloikis whether you can say it on your own, or you should get someone else to be motzi you, but it's interesting, the Rambam says another pshat, Shelo Berachu B'Torah T'chila means that, you know, Me'ikar Hadin, the Kohen shouldn't get the first Aliyah. Who should get the first Aliyah? The Talmud Chacham should get the first Aliyah. Shelo Berachu B'Torah T'chila means they weren't Mechabi the Talmud Chacham enough to give him the first Aliyah. Our meaning today is we don't, because then it could be a Mechlokis, who's a Talmud Chacham, who's not, so we don't do that. But in theory, the halacha is that the Talmud Chacham should really get the first Aliyah. And Shelo Berachu B'Torah T'chila means they didn't give the Talmud Chacham to get the Torah T'chila, to get the first Aliyah and they call them up, because so that showed that they didn't have a sufficient amount of Kavod HaTorah and Kavod Talmid HaChachamim. But this is But the Degel Machan Ephraim says the Bercha Torah Tchila goes specifically on Vaharevna, on the idea of the sweetness of Torah, and that's something we should. And it's interesting that Arugas Habosim writes, if you look by Shavuos, the Medrash says that we only were able to accept the Torah. Hashem said, "I want a guarantor. I want a guarantor. Who's the guarantor?" So they said, "Okay, my father, my Zayde, they're the guarantors." Hashem said, "No, no, that's not a guarantor. So who did he accept? Your children. Your children are the guarantors. And if your children, you're going to teach Torah to your children, that's going to be the guarantor. And then to be able to, and that's why in the Pasuk by Shavuos, it says, Atal bintcho bitecho. That's what Arugas HaBosim says. It only says it by Shabbos and Shavuos. By other mitzvahs, it doesn't say this lashon atal bintcho bitecho. By Shavuos, look in the Chumash, you'll see. By Shavuos, it has the lashon atal bintcho bitecho, because that's the idea that the Shavuos is the idea of being able to transmit the Torah to the next generation, and that will only happen if we have a harevna. If we have, like Rav Moshe Feinstein said, the reason why people went off the derech is because they had the attitude the spirits of Zayin Yid. So that's. So we have to have the Sikas HaTorah, the Avas HaTorah, the Simchas HaTorah, and that's the Yontif of Shavuos. So I wish you all a good Shabbos and a good Yontif, and we have a new Kabbalah HaTorah every year. It's a new Kabbalah HaTorah, and that we should be able to transmit it over to our children, to all the people that we have connection with, should get that Avas HaTorah that we receive on Shavuos as well.